Mel the lachas of Yichud, signed the lachas of Yichud. Just to finish off last week to get something clear, we were speaking about last week in Simcha Beis and Siftes in the of Pesach Pesuch. So what Moed again Pesach Pesuch by a person who's leaving Gaspar, with the cousin, a brother-in-law, a sister-in-law, and you're left alone in the house, no have to buy the bail of Kuliyamah. So the shell is what to do. So we mentioned last week the three different levels of Pesach Pesuch, three different shitas. One shita is that it has to be physically the door open, the kiveger, the base mirror has to be physically open, you can see inside. There is the shita that the door can be physically closed but unlocked because you have an emes you haven't put upon you, that's a chasnish to eme. Then there seems to be right pricing that seem to say that the door is physically unlocked but closed. Depends upon the metzias of society. If people walk in, it's not near kagan, they won't hear it. If not, it'll be also. I feel like it's three different shitas. Shal is what to do when you have a pesach pesuch and there's a leave a gospel. Leave a gospel is machlokes on pesach. Also, what the gedur is seems very pesach on machlokes. Be shmuel chokes machlokes on the page machlokes. A moish that machlokes by a leave a gospel. So what to do? So the pesach can say avada to have the door physically closed. Avada that's awesome. Avada you should not have the door physically closed. Could chud then you have svek svek lachum. Going to kivayge by smeit never helped. Even when it's not the leave a gospel. And even though the pesach can say it does help, maybe the pesach pesuch does not help at all by leave a gospel. So avada you should not have the door physically closed. However, to have the door physically open, then there are come a place called Mekel L'Torah. They have a svara. One is they want to know the whole machlokes is where place is when the door is physically closed. However, when the door is physically open, it could be everyone agrees it's mutter. Why? That's not yichud. When you have a door wide open and you have two people in the room, the door is open. That's yichud. We're alone. We're together. We're alone. We're not alone. People are walking by. It's a rishus ravim. It's during the daytime. People see inside. We're not alone. Therefore, the whole machlokes could be the chalkes machlokes want to be machmer pesach pesuch and leave a gospel and beis shmul. That's only when the door is closed. But could be when the door is physically open. Could be when kuli almas mutter. Therefore, when tzarech the place of mamekel, I got kiveger himself in two different places. Machmer both of them. He says the door has to be physically open. Kiveger. But he says the leave a gospel pesach pesuch still it's also. This kiveger is in the sophist that save your pesach habayis. So he's machmer both. However, the place of the tzarech the mamekel, they say the door is physically open. Can't die. Going to right place to which should be mutter because there is no yichud at all. The next sif is sifhei stoma v'halochas of there are five separate noshim that could be a case that will be mutter. The halochas is by one man and two women. Mishnah says is also two women noshim dakes kalos. Also two women. However, we'll come across numerous cases that two women will be mutter. Two women are mutter. There are five different types of women that the teva is they dislike each other. Teva is they dislike. The Gemara is in Kedushin Pei Alpha Beis, go over there, says that, let's say, he mentions five cases, one is two Yevamos, another case is two Tzaras, a third case is Isha V'chamoisai, a fourth case is Isha Ubas Abayla, and a fifth case is Isha Ubas Chamoisai. So to explain each one, and the Reina Gael, each one, first case is two Yevamos. Two Yevamos does not mean the husband passed away yet, it means right now there's two girls who are married to two brothers, since, let's say, one of them will pass away, and will end up being a Yevam. So right now, when their husbands are alive, right now, they naturally dislike each other because they might fall to Yibum, and therefore there is no Issa Yichud, even though there's only two of them, because they naturally dislike each other and be mastered one upon the other. So Shaila is, what about Bizman Azed, that we do not Yibum, we only do Chalitza? So because of that, the Beis Moshe, 250 years ago, he wants to be machmer, and the Sefer Olech Mamisechle, he wants to be machmer. However, this halacha is brought down by the Chach Bazal of Malacha, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Bechei Yisrael. They bring down this halacha, and already after the Ma, the Minig was not to do Yibum anymore, and only the Minig was to do Chalitza, and still we see from the Chach Bazal, and the Chavetz Chaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, they held that still, so what? The Tzidus, the Tevis, the people, they dislike each other.
So
a person, two people married to two brothers.
Yes.
One type of sister-in-law, we'll get to all sister-in-laws, but sister-in-law that will fall to evil is mutter. And this is how Rabbazah Paschal, Rabbazah says, even if you have children, let's say you have two girls are married to two boys, two brothers, he said, even each one has children, but since my sister can pass away, and the children pass away, and the husband pass away, it could be a Yibum, a bigger case. Therefore, right now, there is no Isser of Yichud with those two girls together. But he also, one Sefer brings down the Yel's Osir, another Sefer brings down the Yel's Mutter. So, he went with Yashvot. But my sister, the Zeshim in Lismach, again, the Chavetz Chaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chochmas Adam, that say, Bizman Azeh, two Yibomas, and Chami is Mutter with Yichud. Second case, two Tzaras, that's the Negev, the Ashkenaz, which is not married two wives. A third case is Isha v'chamaisai. Isha v'chamaisai is a girl with her mother-in-law. And there's a reason why all the jokes about mother-in-laws, the natural inborn teva is dislike your mother-in-law. Or she dislikes you. Therefore, for you and her to be together with a man will be mutter. Now, explain it to Achoinim, Natakvil, and others. That means dak after Erisin. That means when you engage, those first couple of months, you don't have a natural inborn teva to dislike her yet. You'll get there. But right now, until you get, after Erisin, right now there is no head when you engage to be miyachid with just your mother-in-law. She'll be considered like any two nashim. A fourth case is Isha Bat Faila, a stepdaughter. That's also a case that they naturally dislike each other. The fifth case is Isha Bat Hamoisai. That's a sister-in-law. So it comes out, if you think about that, three different types of sister-in-laws a person can have. A girl can either have her brother's wife, one sister-in-law. A second type is her mother-in-law's daughter. And the third type is her mother-in-law's son's wife. Three different types. All three can be mutter. Why? Because two of them are Bat Hamoisai, and one of them is Al-Tibun. It comes out, a lot of times, very common sister-in-laws hang out together, they go places together, they're friends together, they live together because siblings like being together. It comes out that two sister-in-laws, if you be make by two yavamas, will be no iser of yichud with sister-in-laws together, even though they're just two of them. The Gemara's mamshach after these five nashim, the Gemara says another case is being mutter even though they're two nashim. The Gemara's mashin is, by a tinoikis, a child, she does tam biya, but in the Gemara says, as from the biya is mutter. You have an isha, a man and a lady in a room together, and there's a child who's there, tam biya, but not to give herself over to biya, it's mutter. It's mutter. Now, what age exactly is that? So the Beis Shlomo and Shuvah, he says the age is when an isha will naturally, a girl, a kana, will not stand in front of you arum. She's embarrassed. That's when the age starts. Start when she will not stand in front of you arum. Now, what age is that? So just to mention the cheetahs, the numerous cheetahs, just to mention the seven different cheetahs, what the age starts by. But some say it starts by the age of 3 years old already. That's what the Makkah says, Seif Olacha Bamisecha. Some say it starts by the age of 5. That's how the Lichbat Yisrael and the Chaim Scheinberg, Tars Am Yisrael with Tzniel Olachas Paskins. Some say it starts by the age of 5 and 6, for Vosner and Rav Sternbach and Tars Yichud. Some say it starts at 6, at Rav Sternbach. Some say it starts at 6 or 7, that's when Sigurelis, when Moshe says it starts at 7. And the Pesach Abaye says it starts at 7 or 8. That's the age it starts for the Tanakhis. That means it ranges between the age of 3 to 8, the Pesach can say, which is a big number. Now when does it end? When does the Yichud stop that she would give herself over to Biyah? That there's no heter of Tanakhis being a Shomer. So also the different Shitas, just mention them, and some say it ends at 9. That's the Bach already, and Buddha is Balavon, Pesach Chuvim, Pesach Shulchan, Veishlemet, Ve'alocha, Chach Masodu, Ve'shaimberg, Nadagriel, Ve'shtumbo, Ve'vozner. They all say it ends at 9. Some say it ends at 10, Missing Grelitz. And also the Chadnish goes that way, and Osamech, they both say it's only at 10 is good enough. Some say it can be even 7 until 11, Ve'shas Tchak, Ve'shtumbo. And some say it's even good at 12. That's part of Meiris, and the Moshe, and the Ali Shur. They say it even goes until 12. So the age of the end by between the age of 9 to 12. So what age is Lekuliyama? Lekuliyama is between 7 to 9. Then a Tinoikis is considered a Shomer. A girl is a Shomer between 7 to 9, or 8 to 9, 7 to 9. Lekuliyama is a Shomer. Before the age of 7, who are you dealing with? Issa Deraisa. Because what are you left with? You're left with one man and one lady dealing with Deraisa. To be Mekel, you have to screw up. Above 9, who are the Paisim will say, you're dealing with Issa Derabonim. The right Paisim seem to say the two Noshim did Derabonim. Much more easier, more to be Samechan, more to be life, and be Samechan until the age of 11 or 12. Finally, you have to ask yourself, so the age between 7 and 9, a girl will be a Shemer, the Kulyama, below that, the Reisa, and above that is Dilma, the Rabbanon, and Valik, ask yourself exactly what to do. And this is the case of a girl being a Shemer. What about a boy? What age is a boy? Or can it be a boy be a Shemer? The Gemara does not say speak about a boy. The Rambam doesn't, the Torah doesn't, the Shulchan Aruch does not speak about a child, a boy child, a ben. The Ezim HaKadosh therefore is mesubik for this reason. However, the Paiskim do say a boy can be a shomer. They're bringing different ideas. Their mom himself in Hilchas Kuf Tzadik Beis by Chubas Nidah, he said a boy can be a shomer. Or Shim Men Beis by Hilchas Abelis, he's bringing their mom says a boy can be a shomer. And the Paiskim afterwards all say a boy can be a shomer. Also, what age does a boy start? There are different sheets of what age it starts, when it ends. When it starts, the earliest the place can say is either 9 years old, the Matzah Shekel, and Rosh Tovach, the Olech HaMayim Tzechel. Some say 5 or 6, Tarei Seichud, some say 6, Chazanish, some say 6 or 7, the Zikrelitz. Some say 7, the Moshe, some say 7 or 8, Siddur Tahara, and some say 9, which is the Kresh Yeplesi, and then the Sivas, the Hamakna, the Chochmas Adam, and the Gias in front of us, the Chavetz Chaim goes with 9, Ezim HaKadosh, Rav Scheinberg, they all say it starts at 9. What age is the end? So Gnome said ends at 9. Who says 9? That's Bakhti would say that way, left by Misekh, or Avodna, or Chashab, or Chazabayis, not a Gavriel. Some say 10, Misigrel, some say 12, or Shtumov, some say 13. That's Alishum, Yichud, Alish, Pas, Israel. So it comes out by a boy, the age ranges, and there's no age to the Kuliyam. Some say it starts at 9, some say it ends at 9. Not only that, the one place he says, by Hilchas of Nida, he says it starts at 9, ends at 9, starts at 9, and by Hilchas Yichud, he said it ends at 9. So they want to say one's Matari Sefer. But Maisa, the Chachmas on themselves said two different ages, one that starts and ends, can be the same day. It doesn't mean one day can be a Shema, that's not. So fine, so we have Deilamits that say again it starts at 9, that's Chavetz Chaim. We have Deilamits that say it ends at 9, Chachmas Adam. So there is no age of Kuli Amo, what to do, so of Mir. However, again, below 9, we're dealing with the age of Deraisa. One man and one lady is Deraisa. Above 9, Chush can never be a problem anyway. It's what it's going to be. It's going to be one man and one lady. You can have a child with you who's 10 years old. She loved the two men. Two men, the Pesach of the Amor is, and even for the Sfaradim, the Rashi will say even for the Sfaradim maybe that way, that you can be Samech, two men, Kshem is Beseder. So it comes out above 9, whether he's a Tinek, Mitzad Shemer, or whether it's two men, it might be Mutter. So above 9, Kman always will be Mutter. Below 9, it's a Sophic, yes, let's go out what to do.
So why would the person give you a match for me, at the top age?
Oh, so there is Nachmin, there's a couple of Nachmin, one Nachmin, the Marshal is, a two men, one's a poret and one's a kosher. Is that the luck is by again one man kosher, two men kosher is beseder, two men prutzim is also. What about one man's kosher, one man's poret? Because Rashi brings out machlokes, the mashal, she was Yaakov machlokes, got up ice, came like a pila ice, came with machmer. So it comes out a tinnik is a shomer even for poret. So if it's been tinnik, a chalik be shomer even for poret. If it's in kosher, that we call machlokes a poiskim. That'd be one nafkamina. The other nafkaminas, that's where we give the ending point. Another case of Shmira is, let's say, a mother with her own daughter. So we mentioned 2 weeks ago, let's say a mother with a son, a mashal in the house, you have a cleaning lady, and the son's there, and the mother's there. Is it considered an isav yichud or not? This Pesach says, it is yichud. However, the Pesachim is Banenu, Moshe, Chadnish, Rashi, and all of us say that there is no yichud, the mother be a shame for the son. What about a mother for the daughter? What comes up more frequently is when a person's engaged, and you have a kala, you go to the kala's house, the mother's there, and sometimes the father is next to the bottle of beer, he's not around, or if he is bottle of beer, maybe he'll be the gospel with the sugar, usually not, but you won't have that to bottle of beer. So is it a isav yichud with a mother and a daughter and a man in one room? So, Machal Yudha Paiskim, when Moshe said, Avadat Mutter, Moshe and Truman, Machal Yudhalad, and Ebenezer, and the end of Simon Samach Dalad, he tines, Avadat Mother, be shame upon the daughter, and that's how also the Sefer Torah Yichud goes that way. Asad HaSheni, the Avadat and tines, no, we don't see anywhere that it is a shamer, and the Shlomo Mill tines, not that way, tines, we don't see a mother's a shamer for a daughter. So, mother and daughter, Machal Yudha Paiskim, is considered a shamer not, but those are Maker, those are Machmer, could be the Dilidra Bones, you should be at this point, but it's a good thing to know. Moshe, his words are that what you heard from Rav Tendler, that I said this and this, it's true that I said it, it's posher that way. It's a three-line true.
What about Shem and Chatzalot? The whole thing is, should be embarrassed, but the mother might be embarrassed.
That's enough.
What?
Should be embarrassed.
Even though the mother won't tell anyone.
Should be makbid also. No, she won't even let it. She's like, what's that part of here? The busha and that part.
No, that's
not. The fashion is not to stop it. Here's the bush and I call them. It's also not to stop it. What about the two sisters? That's Ramosha over there. He himself said about two sisters, that's also. That and the Akpada one to another. Only mother and daughter, the Akpada should watch over the daughter, or the daughter watch over the mother, but two sisters in the Akpada, and the Maisa is also. Two sisters with one boy. Two sisters being Miyafik. This is two sisters also. Two sisters, well, yeah, that's still much that not Kuliyam is also. What about a father and a son? So, a father and a son is Shem usually, hopefully. Of course, not a problem. But there are not communities sometimes about a father and a son. The Moshe, let's say, when we map with the Mechabashit and say two Shem is also. But let's say there's not communities about night also sometimes. So, in that case, we have Narmin in the Nefi Gavriel, there's a Chuba and Simon Hay in the back. He wants time that's also a father and a son. The one's not mapping for another. However, Chaim Palachi, one of the Gdoli Svarad, 200 years ago, he writes, Vada wants mapping for another. And he said, the Vada can be making, and Vada it's the quote of father and the son, the father watch over the son, and the son watch over the father. Another case in the Negev to Din of Shmira is, let's say you're in a house, you're one boy and one girl's in the house. can you go to your room and lock yourself in the room? You should go to her room and lock yourself in the room, and there won't be any Isra Yichud. Because you're locked in together, two separate places, you can't get each other, the door's locked. Is it mutter or is it also?
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to each shita, and nothing's clear. But we'll get to mention it as far as the shitas. So, first, Be'etzim, this is really back to Sivav, and the Gemara on Daf Pe'alf, Omen Aleph, the Gemara there speaks about Anoshim Bifnim and Anoshim Bechutz. You have, let's say you have a cheder to a cheder, room inside a room. Most, let's say you have steps climbing into this room. And you have one more room over here that cannot go downstairs. So the only way out through this room is cheder to a cheder. One room has noshim, 10 women, and the other room has 10 men. 10 men and 10 women. So the other thing Mar says, it's usher. There's an isser over there. Now the shadow is, what is the case that's being usher? Is the case that one man went from the room and went to the ladies' room, where there's a perisha, someone's perish ready? Well, no, right now, 10 men and 10 women by itself, right now, there's an Isser, because they or someone will be Parish. So the Rambam says that the Isser is only after someone was Parish. That's the Rambam, and the Torah that way, and the Mechava that way, and the Lefosh, and the Shulchan. The Moshe says that's the Ikla Locha, only after Prisha, then there's an Isser. However, 10 men and 10 women, there's no Yichud. 10 men over there, 10 women in a different room, there's no Isser Yichud. Atzal Sheni, Rashi says the Isser is a Gzeiro. You'll be pushed into the womb of the women, and you're even Isser. That's Rashi, the Ritva, the Chaznish passed that way in Lalocha, and the Chokhmazotim says to be Machman that way by the races and not by the Yichud Avonim. So we have, Machlokes are placed in Lalocha, what to do when you have 10 men and 10 women, when it's Parish, Lukulam is also, when it's not Parish, then it'll be Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam, and Lalocha, Chaznish versus Amosho. So let's first take the Makilim, those who are Machmer, the Makil, and says only a Parish, you're even Isser. So, Pashas, you say that, if you have, I'm in one room, you're in another room, doors are locked, with two separate rooms, there should be no answer. Right? Even if the door's not locked, or locked, and they have the Asfarm, we could swarm one, they don't even get involved, I'm in one room, you're in another room, my system, Chabez making, the Moshe's making, what's the child? The whole child doesn't start off with. But those who want to be, say there's no problem. However, others want to tie in, this whole Gemara is talking about only 10 men and 10 women. 10 people. So therefore, be'etzim them together, there's no Asir Yichud. Only a Yichud is when one being perished. But let's say you have one person, one man and one lady in a room, one and one, that even the Rambam who says the din is being perished is also, however, even here when not being perished is still being an even Isser. Because the advice in one room together, it is considered if you're together, and if one man and one lady in one house, even two separate rooms, the Maisi even Isser. That's what seems to be from the Bach. The Bach says the whole reason why the Rambam is making is because the man in the room will be Margish when he leaves. Therefore, there's no Isser right now. With one person, there's no Agosha. And this how where Moshe seems to be Machmer, and the Sheva Levi, he clearly writes in Shuvah, Halakai, he is Machmer. And the others who disagree, the Chokhmah Zom, Adam, and Divin Makiel, they taina, the Rambam holds, even by one on one, still be Mutter until you're being Parish. So it comes out over here, let's say in one room, a man, or one room, a lady, two separate rooms, it comes out, Svek Sekel Chumra. First, maybe according to Rashi, and according to the Chazan Shepasa that way, you're even Isser right away. Even those who are Makel, the Tur, and the Moshe, the Maisa, that's only by 10 men and 10 women. One lady and one man, you're even Isser right now. So Svek Svek Lachoma, come out, one man in one room, and one lady in the other room, before you talk about being locked in doors, let's say the door is not locked, you're even Isser right now. So you have to be Machmer. Now, if you're being Machmer, who you should, does a door locked, does that help or not? Does it help? So there are three shitas malachal. One is this Mishnah Berurah about it. It's Simin Reish Lamates in the Shayatzin. It's Hakot in Yitzayin, I think. It talks about the halacha of sleeping alone in the house. The halacha you cannot sleep alone in the house. As in of sakana. So the Mishnah Berurah lav dafka in a house, even in one room. In one room alone, you even if the door is locked. The in of sakana, you have to have the door open, unlocked. It has to be unlocked. He says, however, let's say he says about Shayatzin, you're in the house, one man and one lady. There's not a lady in the house. Chesaron of Yichud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what should you do? Lock your door. Aisakana, show me mitzvah lo yedera. Show me mitzvah lo yedera. Fine, so Maisa says lock the door. Respect to Achoinim, Maisa, why did the door help? Says Yerush Chaim Zonnefeld, and Tshuva, why? Because Mishnah Berurah holds the Maisa, he locked the door to the Seder. He made a hacker. He made it nicker. He locked the door. And locking the door is still enough of a hacker. They won't have a gzeir anymore. And it's more just to lock yourself in the room. Even the guy himself locks himself. Not whether the girl does it, doesn't make a difference. As long as he himself locks himself in the room, that's the Seder. It's exactly with the heck it's mutter. If I remember correctly, I heard a fellow Taino that the Yitzchak Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, let's say you always lock the door. It's not a hacker for you. You always self lock your own door. So he says, fine, so make another hacker. Put a chair by the door. You don't need to make a hacker. There's no gzeir anymore. There'll be mutter. That's one malach, one shita, that if you lock the door, it's mutter.
So why don't you not lock and put a chair there that way you won't have the balance of Hakan?
get a kasha. Shayla.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly, I thought it was Rosh Hashanah. He has 6 tapes, he has 18 shirim on it. I didn't want to look for it again. Here. Here. The Sfarah is in Tshuva, the Yerush Chaim Zonnefeld. He says the carries enough.
He says, I was in the world because I can't enter into it.
He said the door being locked is a hacker.
Maybe it's
a hacker in the door itself where you can get one to another.
Maybe I could.
You hear the cheer?
Then once it's locked, it had no cheer.
I don't know. So I hear the door. I tell the shayin, the second shita, the chazanish shita, that he said, that for him to lock the door is not good enough. Because he's going to go be mefater. So he'll unlock the door, take away the cheer, go to the other room. Help me mefater. He only helps when she locks the door. When she locks the door, it's very hard to mefater the person through the door. It won't work. Therefore, she won't open the door. There's no in the pitoy. And therefore, she locks the door, it's beside her. Chatnish. The third sheet is a Moshe in Tshuva, in Ebenezer Chaladaz, and Tzamachay, and of Yashin and Kervitz of Tshuvas. They bought the Machon Legamri. They say, Sai, she locks the door. Sai, he locks the door. But the Maisa, since they are together in one house, they're one place together, you should open this right then and there. You open this right now. However, the Biashim discusses, let's say you have a Yitzi and a Fred, that's a separate way of going out. She has a room that she got from one out of the house one way, and you have another way getting out of the house, then the Biashim wants to be Mekel, because then you're not Meshubit, it's not to the Chedim to the Chedim, I'm not Meshubit to pass by her Makum, or she's not Meshubit to pass by my Makum. You have two separate entrances to go through, then the Biashim is Mekel, and Moshe Tshuva, the case that he brings down, sounds like he's Machmer. So it comes out, there are 4 different cheetahs. Some hold the Pasha of the Shabuah, they want to ask the Mishabuah other ways. They want to say either he gave the either you see in the friend that they want to title, that's separate entrances, which is not the Pasha of the Shabuah. They want to say she gave the key to somebody else. But the Pasha of the Shabuah, Bish Chaim Zonnefeld learns, or Shamberg learns, that either she locks the door, he locks the door, it's Meseder. Second sheet is that only Chadnish, only she locks the door, it's Meseder. Third sheet is neither one locks the door, it's Meseder, it's always Elser. However, Biashev says, if it's in the Fred, if you have a separate entrance, it would be Beseder. And Moshe sounds like it's always also. Those are the 4 sheets.
What are the 2 doors?
Let's say...
But it's not like that,
it's from
her, like, let's say they're both on the top floor.
So the hallway, that itself is not in Tzina Fred, so you both have to come to the hallway.
Unless the hallway...
So they discuss by... What's not convenient is by hotel rooms, let's say, or motel rooms.
You go
through the side and go through straight out.
Yeah.
So there, according to Liash, we would say, there, according to Moshe, it sounds like it should be also. He doesn't say it clearly, but it sounds like Moshe should be also.
Do you have
2 rooms to go one to another? A lot of rooms have it. You can go from side to side. They make it so you can have 1 hotel room. But they have also 2 separate entrances. It goes all the way up to
the
Shabbat. Oh no! Then Moshe, you speak about that. Even the Moshe doesn't make it. That's a different D room. That's different houses. Yeah, it's one house, separate rooms. It's all one house, Benson.
Separate
apartments. I said we're never going on. That's separate apartments already.
Even though it's like one camper.
Yeah, yeah, that's separate. Yes, the Kashi said I was asked in that case. So Moshe, we're not going that far. Next halacha is Sifir Aleph. Halacha is talking about how far. What age does Yichud start? The Mechaber says, from the Rishonim, in the age of Yichud starts by a girl is when she's 3 years old, and from a boy it starts when he is 9 years old. That means a gadol cannot be miyached, a boy cannot be miyached. A gadol with the girl who's above me, and a lot of people don't know, but you're babysitting for a child, a girl who's 4 years old now, above me, and you're a 20-year-old babysitter. Why? Because the guy couldn't find any girls, and you should anyway, and he learns. What's the big deal? You learn over here, you learn over there, you can't be learning over there, you don't necessarily have Yichud. Yep, no, it's not simple. Vice versa, you get babysitters, a girl, and I have a boy in my house, he's 8 years old, in a couple of months he'll be 9, or yet we'll have a problem, we'll have a hard time getting a babysitter. I said to the Yishlana, she'll be a shomer now, when she's sleeping, of course she won't be a shomer. So these ages you have to know, and people seem to be very lax, this lack of idea it seems. Now, what about you have a 10-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy? They play together, the miyachid. Is there an isn't yichud or not? So why is there right and there's no din yichud? However, is there a din also mitzat chinuch? So those who want to bring down from the smag and marshal and bach, at one time there's no din yichud. That's how the very safe paskins of Yashiv says that's a meaning that way, and the mekel that way also, and the baralokha says that way. At any time they bring a riot, at one time there is no din yichud, no din chinuch on yichud, which is a chiddush. And the others want to disagree. Why should that be? Why should Yichud be different than all the mitzvahs? So Rav Oz Lamai said he's Machmir Be'ekir in the Sefer Biru Halacha, Biru Hilchos Yichud. He quotes his Mekilim and he brings the riots down, he shlugs up the riots, and he starts to the Vadis to Yichud, as chinuch like all the mitzvahs. Machlaik is the Meister of Yashua is the Minigus Remekel. I think more than Minigus Remekel because people will have a lack of idea. And it could be the Chomet don't say anything about it because Yeshem Yilasmoich. But Yishlein, Meister, there is a Minigus Remekel and as chinuch have no wild Meister, why not? Now, the shaila a person should ask is why a 3-year-old girl is a yichud, but yet a 3 to 12 is a yichud. Yet she could be a shomer. Some say from the age of 3 already she could be a shomer. How could she be a shomer yet is a yichud for her? So this is best in the Torah's kasha and the Bach and the Shmuel and others answer. There's a difference. The reason why a gdoila is a yichud as pitoy, a ktana the is a yichud is as oynis, not oynis. Therefore, when it's a ktana with a gdoila tzadamin. So you cannot be my answer because the gdola is there. You can't be part of the gdola because the ktana is there. Mashing the only the ktana is there by itself. You're afraid of oynis. Be my answer. So the shaila, how do you understand this back in the Beis Shmuel? It's not a kapashas of oynis. So let's say you have 2 girls in the house. You have a bunch of girls in the house. 10 girls. They're all 8 years old, 9 years old. Kuli alma, they're a shomer. But all, you don't have no gdola there. Is there an issa yichud with 10 8-year-old girls? Says Rav Osner. The whole reason of oynis, you man sold them. Just like the only reason why you knocked man out of earlier, there's no earlier. Since instead of voting, was time to be machmer, you have 108-year-old girls. It's aser. Why did not shame one for another? Only be shame for daila and daila for her, but no daila be aser. Sayer Taras Yichud, he goes the other way and he wants to tie on. He brings back some chaznish that the Bible we're talking about a kosher being manus a girl. Who's manus a girl? Tana, why the choshes for being manus? Therefore, the Chazanish says it means Peter Ktana Oynesu. He's my father, and Peter Ktana Oynesu. Therefore, Taras Yichud wants a taina that you have 2 girls, 8 years old in the room. There'll be there would be a shame one for another. That'll be the Nachmino. Next, if that's the Gan Halacha is. So the Torah means Oynes, but it means Peter Ktana Oynesu. Has a get of Oynes, but not really be honest.
And it's a big deal. Yeah. It's
not a real Peter. It's not Peter for his nose. Peter, it's not a good enough Peter. The Gdela will snap it. That won't happen. In Sifshah Zvav, the Quran, Ein manim apilu odim nemen ukosher li yashayim in uchotzer, a person cannot appoint, even a person's kosher to be a shayim in uchotzer, sheesh by nashim. Why? Ein apachop in our eyes. You cannot make a shem of a chutzpah that has noshim inside. Which then again, all the yeshivas have shemim. People watching, Shiva Smir has a bunch of them. But all the schools have them. They have to have them for a second. So, are you allowed to have, and by a girl's school, a Beis Yaakov, or a Gananet, you're allowed to have a shemim be a boy. The halacha is in the forush. You cannot be a shemim of chutzpah by noshim, ein apachopas larayis. So, in a time, there are some schools that have a girl shemim for that reason. Strange. But they have a girl shaman. My son is at some schools who have boy shaman. So what do you do? So the Sefer, Netek Avril, brings down for the Torah Sayichud, brings down for the Yashiv. Couldn't find Torah Sayichud. But Netek Avril.
That's what still
get out. No. So schools? No one coming. No. Let's say, first of all, 1,000 girls, Lapa is going to mafra, right? One boy, 1,000 girls, emotion is mafra. There's no person so in the school to go inside.
Yeah,
come on. Nobody. School of Pesach Pesach. Depends where in school you're being yachad with the person. No, you can go to them. The chesed is enough chance to rise. You have such a much of a tiger. They'll take us to some place. They'll take a place that won't be any head to Pesach Pesach. So he takes us. Yeah, that's all shash. He's there every day. He sees him all the time. There's so much of a yitzara. Enough chance to rise. So the Rashi says that this din is only when the shema has a right to go inside the building. If he has no right to go inside the building, it's mutter. Biadover, the David Makil says, what is the whole issue? He says, Pshamna Shulchan Aruch Avir, and Chalidal, the Tzim Kuf Beis, that the whole reason is because he'll go inside and be miyakad with somebody, lead to Maisa Vero. If he has no right to go inside, he can't even lead to the Issa Vichud and Maisa Vero. Therefore, if a guard at the door, the Beis Yaakov, has no right to come inside, Echami won't be any Issa. Could be the Samach on that, I don't know what the guards do. Otherwise, it'll be when the Samach on the Chur, it's against this halacha. What? I don't know if Mitzvah is by Yeshiva, of course I can, because boys are boys, no one cares. I don't know what Beis Yaakov is. I don't know if Mitzvah is what happens.
Instruction work would be the same thing?
in conjunction with his Nashim and Benoshim.
I mean, then you're being the same.
Why should
we?
No, you won't have this din. This day, the only time there's a shame is every day has an Shabbos to Isaac. So you suck Shabbos to Isaac, he's a...
Or something like watch the
building.
Janitor.
But he happens to work. Janitor is building. Maybe it's a din Miuch and Shabbos. He's watching them, he's taking care of them, he's built a heart for them. Maybe a janitor or not. He's lying there. The last halacha that we get in Tzivchot is the Mishnah and the Pebezim. Now, the Mishnah says two things, that a person cannot be a teacher, a bachur cannot be a teacher for children, and Nashim cannot be a teacher for children. Two separate halachas. One's a bachur cannot teach, one the isha, one that she's married, not married, she cannot teach children. So take each one. Where's the bachur teaching children? The reason why it's also is the Rambam brings down the question afterwards, is not mitzad ichud, mitzad girei anoshim, mitzad yitzhariya for Nashim. The Gemara says that the women used to bring their children to school. Therefore, since women bring the children to school, you see them every day. But sadly, if you're a bachur and you have no wife, at the yitzhara, therefore you cannot teach the children because the mother will bring the child. So, first the child is, Mises, the minhag seems to be mekel. Why is it mekel? So, first, which children are we talking about? So the Pach says, and the Pesach said, the Pesach afterwards, whether they're teaching boys or girls, no difference. A bachur cannot teach boys, it cannot teach girls. It doesn't make a difference. So why is the minhag mekel? The shir knesset gedolah, he says the chiddush in some ratio of hanging your day and listening aleph. Why? Because it's gzeira she efshel lano by this manazeh. It's gzeira that we can't be mekayim upon this manazeh. Then they could, now we can, and therefore echlami now can mekel. It's chiddush. I don't know why we can't efshel lano by. You just pay enough money, you can get enough teachers. So here, but Maaseh there are three other svaros to be mekel, and each one each line. But Maaseh with the minigus we mekel. One svar is what seems to be from the back. The Rosh Shulchan says it. Loshen ulei in ratio of hanging your day. And it seems to be toast to be azok in that way, is that the whole reason is because the mother's going to bring the kids to school. This man is there, if the child's old enough, either the kid goes by himself, or even if it's too young, you send them by a tender, by an esher, by a carpool, you drop the kids off, they go off by themselves, and the parents do not meet the teachers. So since they do not meet the teachers, therefore there is no ether, but man is there for both to teach boys, or teach girls, teach children. No, that's not enough. That's for misad. One time is not. It's a kriyas. So Be'ashiv in the Oris, the Sefer Kedushin, he's mefakvik on this. He says, first of all, the Tam is bottle, the Gzer is not bottle. Avoiding telling this, that my parents do bring the children sometimes. Some places they do, some places they don't. How can you make this head to be Simcha on the Sefer? The second part of their being mekel is the end of Mitzad, the whole end is Mitzad Yitzhar. In those days, school was what? There's one Rabbi and a bunch of Talmidim, and it wasn't all Tzadamim. Now we go to a school, a Beit Sefer, where there are hundreds and thousands of people sometimes, and everyone's there together, and people will watch over each other and take care of each other, and there won't be any in of a Yetzara of a Kshash, that a person of a Yetzara of an Isha that brings a child, because one will watch over another. Because it's time upon this, but see if that women don't bring the children to school, you got to say, except if the whole school is teachers are bachur, only the married. So upon most of them married, they watch one over another. This Malik is what nothing really is makul on this reason alone. Let's say for Minchas Ishi Samach on this reason. But I might say, when talking about the school system, there's no chsar of Mitzad the Yitzhar. Third svar is Menashev, he's Samach on. He says, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not say the word Asar. It does say Asar. It says, Lo Yilame, you should not teach. You shouldn't do it. Not Chili shouldn't. But when it's a Tzara, he should be Mesmoich. So three svars why makul, either because not Asar, that's Menashev, or because in the school system is different, or because the women did not bring their children as manazeh. Yeah, only in Tzarech, What? Which one is Isaac and Oshim? No, Isaac with the kids. That's not Isaac and Oshim. You're not Isaac with Gupman Oshim, you're not Isaac with Solomon, not Isaac and Oshim. Isaac with the kids. That's because the Rebbe should be Isaac with the kids. The second halacha is the women being teachers. Now, women being teachers, the Issa Mitzad Yichud, and aside the teaching boys, aside teaching girls, as again the Beis Shmuel says, the preacher says, whoever they teach, there should be an Issa, even if the marriage, there should be an Oyvin Issa. And this is again Mitzad Yichud, that she will be miyachad with a person. So, again.
Why she teaches girls?
No, the parents, the Gemara said, the parents will bring the children, the father this time, father bring the children, because sometimes the mother, sometimes the father. And the father bring in, and the father bring miyachad with this teacher. So again, the same three-term apply. One had to have the children, they come by themselves, or they come through a driver. Again, in this case, says Shri Mutter, the Rishayt knows this way, Fa'aloch is Mekel. However, over here, the Yashin himself, he incorporates a Shuvah, brings down the Svara to be Mekel, and Oris is Mefakrik on it. So you have to know what happened, why in Shuvah, when he was long Sabyat, he brings down the Svara to Mekel, and Oris is Mefakrik.
But,
what? Oh, so he get all the Svaras, but he says the Svara. Kenzai. Second Svara again is in the school system, that way, the back of the town says, the whole, in those days, in Zal Zichud, here, everyone's Yetzim and Nechnas, it's how they teach in the school system, at least 100 years ago, is that it was a teacher with 10 students, a teacher and 10 students, all in the same room. There was no Asi Yichud, because there was a lot of people there. Cannot bring to Matzim of Yichud. That's the time of the back of the Taz. Well, this man is there, we'll bring to Matzim of Yichud. Divrei Seifim wants to tie down, Seifim Divrei Seifim wants to say, that this man is there, everyone has their own room, can lead to Matzim of Yichud as Oyvin Esser. That's what Divrei Seifim says. However, of the Ashiv, and the Netzach Gevurah quotes the Divrei Seifim and the Nukas Ish. What?
Is it
only Zeru? No, the Mishnah says you cannot teach. You want Talmid to lead to Matzah V'Yichud, you want to be martyred. Why not? It's Manasseh, you have your own room, can't be Matzah V'Yichud. We'll get to all the Svaras. So, they quote the Rishayim, they disagree, and we all disagree with him. They said, what are you talking about? This Manasseh, everyone knows, first of all, people walk in and out all the time, it's Yetzim Nechnas. Principals come in, assistant principals, people don't belong, they come in, people do belong, they everyone walks in and out. And I said, why should we have Shash of Yichud? So it might not be worth any, like I say, any further Basur, of course, not be any Issa Yichud. And they're Mekel even in the school system today. Third reason to be Mekel again is that we are in Oris, is because it's not saying the word Issa, it just says you shouldn't do it. So I mean, Chachil, you shouldn't do it. However, B'Yavik, we say Mechapane. The reason why Nibel, we are Shav Svar over here, is because there's a thing in Eretz called Ganenetz. Nurseries, kindergartens, in a person's own house. In their own house, you don't have the heter Beit Sefer, you don't have the heter who brings the children, the buses. Usually who brings it, either the fathers or the mothers bring the children. So what do you do in a person's own house, where he brings you watch 2-year-olds, 22-year-olds in your own house, who brings it, half the time the father brings the child, who you even is the Mishnah. So the only heter you have here is a Biyashim that says, it does not say the word Isser, it just says you should not do it. Now Biyashim is Makoris, he writes Akronim. But Dakhti Lomotzalsi. Don't know who is Makar is. Achoyim say, it does not sound like he's saying it, but that's not something Rav Yashin would say. He says Achoyim, don't know who it is. Yeah, he's talking about, he says Ganenetz, he writes about Ganenetz over there.
The Shaykh
is saying that a little part of Ganenetz also, Yeshua Amba, Chabi again. Not, and yet, why should we say that? I never saw that. Yeshua Amba, there's Yeshua Amba, in our times, you know. I don't know, that's a chiddush. I don't know. So, Maestro, what a person should do, in a Ganenet, you have other options. What can you do? If you have a case of the Baal of Yer, maybe it's with Seder, the punishment's cost, maybe when you bring the child, might be a problem with Libra Gaspar. If you're keeping him every day, you get a Libra Gaspar, Baal of Yer won't help, but Baal of Yer is not always in the ear, somebody leaves the city. They say, what should you do? Pesach Pesuach. But sometimes you have 2-year-olds, leave Pesach Pesuach, physically open, you have no option. Even if the door is closed but unlocked, still got no option. 2 years old, how to open up the door. Forget, you have to put a bolt on top, they don't even know how to turn the key. That's the most Ganenetz have. So, what to do? The Sarah Khan of Yashu, it's a Chiddush, I know who's a friend more. But the Maestro, that's what Minig in there, so certainly people have to go to Shiva and the girls have to go to work. So, the Sarah Khan is. I'm starting with one other Indian. So. What? Right now, there's no man inside. No. So Ganesh of the Ashur says only it's a gzeiro that's not osir. It just says not to do it. The Ashur says, don't say osir, that chili shouldn't do it. It's like lamed, shouldn't teach. There's one more point that the Paiskim discussed numerous shubas about the of a adopted child or a stepchild, is the isser of yichud or not. So Moshe in Ebenezer Chalidal, he is Mekel, so Sliaz and Chalibov is also Mekel. However, where Paiskim, they quote them, disagree with them. And there are different points to discuss exactly when you can be Samech and how to be Samech to Rabban, their answers, you have to screw up what to do. The Sikkum, I mentioned, is that the halacha of five Noshim, there's a halacha of Issa Yichud with two Noshim, however, the five separate Noshim, they can be Miyaka two and two. One's the Noshim that dislike each other, Nachmina is a sister-in-law or mother-in-law, you can be Miyaka even though there's only two Noshim. A child is a shomer, what age? So the kuliyama by a girl between 7 and 9, below that the rice, above that dealing with the rabbanon, yes, grew up. By a boy, there's no age at the Kuliyama, however above 9, either be working, either be at the kosher, or be at a shomer. Below 9, you have to ask accordingly with the Yisrael Daraisa. A mother and a son, be paskin, is mutter atzer shomer. A mother and a daughter is machalik zapaiskim. A father and a son also, who is mutter, is not be worse than two ksherim. If a door is closed and you're inside the room, what is halacha? Baker for shittas, can you lock the door and keep yourself inside? According to some paiskim, it's mutter whether he locks it or she locks it. That's for the mishabur shita. Chaznish goes dafka she locks it. The Rashi says it's also unless you have it seen in Frevas, and the Moshe is machmir even in that case. The age of yichud starts from 3 years old by a girl and 9 years old by a boy. Is it an yichud not machlok the paiskim? Some say yes, some say not. By if two girls can they be shown one for another, two talents, they're both 8 years old, it's machlok the paiskim. If a shamer could be for a chotzer noshim, the Shemar says aser. However, for bitachon, for security reasons, the Rashi says can be shamer on the fact that they're not allowed inside the room. And a ravak, a bafer, cannot teach women, and a girl cannot teach. A bafer cannot teach children, and a isha cannot teach children unless you have these haterim. Either it's somehow the reason that parents not bring them as manazeh, or a beit sefer is different because the whole school system, or if you're from Yashiv, it's not usher, it's just something you should not do lechatchila. The last mishnah in kedushin starts off the inyan of being oisik benoshim. You have no heter v'yichud. Once you talk about oisik benoshim and inyan of panasa, mishnah gets a vow of the halachas of panasa. Mishnah says if you teach a child panasa, says a mayor should teach him a malacha nekiyah and a malacha kala. Says Rav Naroi, I'm going to leave all the umnas in the world and I'm not going to teach, I'm only going to teach my child Torah. That means not going to teach the child umnas, only Torah. This Mishnah is repeated again at the end of the Masechta Kedushin. This Indian is not going to teach your child umnas, only Torah. So the Olam is, everyone either learned Almud recently or the Blat recently, learned that Chavtes Om Nalach. Over there it says, you five things a father has to do for his son. He has to do Mila, Pinya Ben, Nisuin, Torah, and the last thing is umnis, teach your child umnis. Fifth thing in the Braisa. Yesh, I'm going to say also last, Shita Benar, teach him how to swim. But it says to teach a child umnis. So the Chura, Rabbi Roy says, I'm not going to teach my child umnis, only Torah. And the Braisa says, you have to teach your child umnis. Chura is in the Machlok Sana. So the Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Shalach, says five things you have to teach a child. It says the first four, and he says, Mila, Pinya Ben, Torah, and Asun. And the fifth thing he says is mitzvahs. Which basically means it's a kasha both ways. First of all, Chori argues on umnis. There's no tin of umnis, close like Rav Naroi. And basically, on the price of my ask, everyone should ask, what does a father have to do for a child? Everyone knows you have to mechalech him for mitzvahs. The main thing is missing from the price. Fine, that's a kasha, you have to answer it. But my pasha is the price of, by us, and Chavtas is arguing with the Medrash and Pasha Shlach. And the Bialocha and Simon Chinvav, in Simvav, he says clearly Rav Naroi is arguing on the price of Chavtas. Rav Moshe and Shuvah in Archaim Kelebet, Yodei Chalidalit, says there is a machalikis over here. So if there's a machlokes, the Maaseh had to be paskin. Shu, it is a mitzvah, is a chiyuv to teach a child umnis. So if you look in the Ayin Mishpat, Chavtes Min Aleph, he does not send you to any Rambam. He does not send you to any Rambam, any Shulchan Aruch. However, there are three Rambams about it. There's a Rambam in Deis, Perekvav. He's talking about, there's an Isser to Mitzara Yosur. However, Lata'elis, Isser Dereis. However, Lata'elis, Mutter. For example, teach someone Torah. For example, he says, to teach a person umnis. That is also Mutter. Why is a mitzvah to teach someone umnis? We see a Rambam said, there's a mitzvah to teach umnis to a child. The second Rambam in Shabbos and Perek Chavdalet, the Rambam there says the mimsay chetcha is aser. You can't be hired to work on Shabbos. Chetcha shemayim is mutter to get engaged. The shadach havana is mutter on Shabbos. What's chetcha shemayim is mutter? Says the Rambam brought down the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinvav. Example is teaching your child umnis. Teach your child umnis. That is considered chetcha de shemayim. A third Rambam in the Tzeich of Berkei Alocha Hei, it says that you killed your son, Chas V'Shalom V'Shege, you're going to Golis. However, if you did it by a mitzvah, for example, teach it your child Torah, or Omnis, you did not go to Golis. So we have three Rambams that said to Pashtus that teaching a child Omnis is in need of a mitzvah. So first, we did not see it, there is a Chiyav, not saying the word Chiyav, just say a mitzvah. So Maisa, certainly teach a child Omnis, that certainly is a mitzvah. However, we don't have the Rambam, and we don't have the Shulchan Aruch either. Meis, the Magen Avraham, and Sim Kuf and Vav at the end, he does bring down this din, you have a chi to teach your child on this. So, however, the Meis, there's an Iri in Kedushin and Nachlam and Beis, he says, his words are, Kol Shalom de Torah, Ein Tzarech Lam de Umnis Acheres. You teach your child Torah, You did not have to teach him Liman Acheres, Uman Acheres. Why? Shvamok Mishyesh Torah, Yesh Kemach. When there's Torah, there's Kemach. I have the base as Torah and Umnes, and for the Meiri, let's start on Tani. Either you teach him Torah, if you don't teach him Torah, you gotta teach him Umnes. But let's start on Tani, one over the other. Yesh Torah, Yesh Kemach, Mekal upon yourself, all Torah, you have a Meister upon yourself, you have, you get for you, you won't have the old Kemach. Meister, you get the Kemach, it'll be there naturally. See the Be'ikr and Aksol, other places also, all the Kerlim, how everyone lives, the government can make decrees and not to give to the yeshivas, or Meister, people are still learning, people are still, it's hard, not simple, people are nefesh, but Meister, Be'ikr, Kleisol are still learning, all the decrees, why you become upon yourself, all Torah, the Meister is Kemach. The Meister. Depends how many. Before we work out this itself. No. The Moshe, he has a little bit different. He wants to sign up in the Yodei and the Chalidalit. He says, even if one Taino Echlami in those days, there was a mitzvah of the Brice that you have to teach your child Umnes, even those days. But the doc in those days, because you could not learn Torah and get money from it, it was also take schar from Torah. Knafi Rebbe takes schar. Help is manazer, you can curl. And the Lofi Paschal consideration involving your day, you can't take money for it. And you can't become a Rebbe, you can't take schar for it. So Rebbe, not, even if you want Paschal away, it's not the game is manazer. And yesh kemach, yesh Torah, yesh kemach. Either side for the Mehuni's reason, the Kudakar Sprocha has a lot of talk for it. But side of the Messias, you can get it. How can you get kemach? By Torah, becoming a world, by teaching others, by tutoring others, but there's always a way to survive and to live by giving to others Torah, and it can always yesh Torah, yesh kemach. The Maisa, therefore, person as inner panosa, and when he's learning, it's always the gift of the future. People try to convince you, you know, these, you have to go out to work, it's a chiv umnes. The Maisa, first of all, maybe there is no chiv is manazet, it's machlekis. And if you said the Maisa, even if you want to say it's no machlekis, to me, you want to tie it on. However, still, if you learn Torah, there is no chiv umnes. And even if you want to say that we do pass, it is a chiv umnes, but the Moshe is not going to get his manazet. It's like a person trying to calm himself to all Torah, and we say to all of the Kemach. Not having all of Kemach.